This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett has more than a 5-point lead ahead of Republican challenger Joe O'Dea going into Tuesday's midterm, according to the latest polls. CPR's Caitlin Kim says Bennett seems to be hanging on to moderate voters, including Republicans.
I think the Republican Party has some baggage in Colorado right now that it can't shake. You know, case in point, I spoke with Kevin and Shannon Barrett in Pueblo. They're Republicans, but they're thinking of becoming unaffiliated because they're concerned about the direction of the party, especially around election denialism.
I'm more leaning towards like Bennett and candidates that I feel like have a more level head on their shoulder than some of the divisive language that I hear from the Republican Party.
They both said they're worried about the economy and the cost of living, but I think Donald Trump still hangs over that party probably more than some party members would like.
CPR's Caitlin Kim. The number of homicides in Aurora and Denver has surged in the last week. CPR's Lucretia Wimbley spoke with community members who are growing weary after a recent shooting left 4 people dead in Aurora.
Aurora police say 7 people were murdered last month in Aurora. Police data shows that dozens of people have been killed since January this year. But after 3 family members plus a family friend were killed in Aurora earlier this week, neighbors say they are growing tired of the violence. One of the family's longtime neighbors, Penny O'Neill, says something has to change.
I just am a firm believer that if we didn't have all these guns so available, we are making it way too easy.
Violent crimes in Aurora have increased by nearly 16% since 2021 based on police data. I'm Lucretia Wimbley, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at CPR.org. This hour, we're listening to 1A.